Blog Talk Radio.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be, like the rivers and the woodland, wild. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Moonlight, and you here beside me, crickets serenading. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be, like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. That's what I'll always be, like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
We go, a little bit of country. Welcome to Patriot Family, Saturday night edition of Exposing the Illusion. My name is Michael Mantua, otherwise known as Michael Magic, and I will be your host here for the next 2 hours. And I will be continuing on the second half, otherwise known as part two, of the past, the present, and the future, and how the Illuminati, the United Nations, is affecting us. And we will get started on that shortly. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me, and I hope that you're all having a great weekend here. So I don't think I will wait too much longer. I would like to thank my sponsor, though, the Patriot Family, for allowing me this time. This is actually my third show in a week, which is a first for me. And we are starting off in the middle of part two. So if you feel that you need to listen to part one, you can find that in the archives of Friday's show yesterday. And we're going to continue with the second half. we're going to con- Sorry, I have to. Jommer's making me laugh. No fair, Jom. Okay. Anyway, let's take off here with my notes and my comments. Although it was called Black Tuesday, it is, and it was, officially known as October 29th, 1929, the day the stock market crashed and the Great Depression began. The Dow Jones Industrial lost almost 25% of its value in just one day, and by the end of the following month, over $100 billion was lost. And that was a lot of money back then. It may not be today, but it was back then. This obviously caused people of all economic backgrounds to be financially ruined. Their life savings were wiped out. Banks and businesses collapsed. And unemployment soared. With the current global economic crisis becoming worse day by day, many people have compared our current situation to that of the 1929 crash. But let me assure you that neither the 1929 crash nor our current global financial trauma even comes close to what God's Word says about the economic destruction slated for the future. The rebuilding of today's modern-day Babylon is very biblical. Because of the city's historic past and prophetic future, considering the size of Iraq in which the city of Babylon is located, it currently holds the world's largest and most expensive embassy. The embassy in Iraq, which opened in 2009 in Baghdad, which is not far from Babylon, is located on 104 acres and consists of a 27-unit building complex. It also includes 619 apartments for the staff of that embassy. It includes restaurants, basketball, and volleyball courts, and an indoor Olympic-sized swimming pool. The Baghdad Embassy also has its own defense force. Yes, that's right. And it is designed to be entirely self-sufficient. It appears that the city of Babylon, including the region of Iraq, is well underway towards being rebuilt. Nimrod, the first world dictator, tried to make Babylon the first world capital. And Bible prophecy tells us that the revived city is destined to be one of the three capitals of the Antichrist, the final world dictator. Although Babylon no longer exists as a significant world city, we know it will rise to power again because the Bible assumes it is fact. The 18th chapter of Revelation gives us some specific information about Babylon as the rebuilt commercial capital of the world, at least during the tribulation. But why Babylon? Why would this ancient, once powerful city, now obscure and gathering dust, rise again? Along with what the Bible tells us, some of the following indicators suggest that Babylon is indeed the most ideal location in the world for any kind of international center. Not only is Babylon in the beautiful and fertile Tigris Plain, but it is also located near some of the world's richest oil reserves. Babylon is very near the geographical center of all of the Earth's land masses. It is easily within navigating distance to the Persian Gulf. It is at the crossroads of the three great continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa. There is probably no other location that would be more ideal for a world trade center, a world communication center, a world banking center, and last but not least, a world capital. As I talked about earlier, the rebuilding of modern-day Babylon is indeed included in biblical prophecy, and according to God's word, is destined to be one of the three capitals of the Antichrist. According to the prophetic scheme outlined in the book of Revelation, when the Antichrist takes control of the world, his government will function out of three major cities. From Rome, he will rule the political world. You can find that in Revelation chapter 17. From Jerusalem, he will control the religious world after making a covenant with the Jews. You can find that in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. And from Babylon, he will direct his worldwide empire of economic and financial concerns. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 18. The prosperity of Babylon will attract merchants from all over the world. These people will be classified as the wealthiest and greatest men on earth, at least supposedly, I guess. It appears that Babylon is destined to rise again as the greatest center of financial power yet known to the world. But as you will discover, it cannot and it will not last. Babylon, from its first mention in Genesis as the site of the Tower of Babel, has always been synonymous with paganism, humanism, and rebellion. The infamous city of Babylon is the second most frequently talked about city in the Bible. It is, in fact, it's mentioned 295 times in 261 verses. That's in the New King James Version. Babylon is first mentioned in Genesis 10 and last mentioned in Revelation 18. Babylon is mentioned 31 times in just one chapter, Jeremiah chapter 51. It appears pretty obvious that Babylon will play a major role in God's end time plan. Jerusalem is the most frequently mentioned city, by the way, in the Bible. And its indifference regarding Babylon throughout the Bible is clearly stated. References to Jerusalem are always positive, whereas references to Babylon are always negative. Just as evil and rebellion has characterized Babylon throughout the ages, it will continue to characterize it in the future, end time Babylon. It is some symbolic of all evil, of all pride, of all oppression and power, which exalts itself against God. It will combine the best efforts of a collective humanity to try to rule itself without God. And it will fail. I promise you, it will. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, shows us that the Bible is not squeamish about calling Babylon exactly what it is. It says, "And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Because of Babylon's persistence with evil, a time is coming when God will ultimately engineer Babylon's final destruction. In a final climax of world history, when eternity supersedes time, the differences between Babylon and Jerusalem will be over. Babylon will be gone, and the new Jerusalem will descend from heaven, and the capital city of the new earth and the eternal dwelling place of God and his people. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 21. In his prophecy against Babylon, Jeremiah describes it as a place that will become desolate forever. A desert, a dry land, a place where no man lives and which no man will travel through. A place that will never again be inhabited throughout all of the future generations. As you can see from the information that I just covered, the Lord thy God gives us a great deal of information about Babylon regarding the end times. Other signs of the times include, but definitely are not limited to, information about the Antichrist and how many Christians will fall away from their faith and be misled by the Antichrist. Just as many Jewish people fell away from their faith before the first coming of Christ, many Christians today will fall away before his second coming. And I think that's pretty easy to see that out and about in the public today. The Apostle Paul tells his young friend Timothy about a future falling away with a warning similar to that which he gave the Thessalonians. He says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith." And you can find that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Apostle Peter adds that many people will see the warnings of the second coming as an alarmist scare tactics. If we have no other prophetic sign other than this one warning, it would likely be probably sufficient to persuade us that we are indeed approaching the Lord's return. In so much of organized religion today, there is a growing resistance to biblical truth. And I have talked about this many times, about religions and what they are doing to God's word and how they are changing it. I am sure most of you are familiar with the faith compromises that many mainstream American churches have made in recent years. Although the following list is far from complete, it identifies some of the most common deceptions that have crept into modern-day religion and their churches. The denial of the deity of Jesus Christ. The denial of the inspiration and absolute authority of the Bible. The denial of salvation by grace through faith alone based on the blood of Jesus Christ. The denial of Jesus Christ as the only means of salvation. The denial of Israel's status as God's chosen people through his covenant with Abraham. The denial of Christ's virgin birth, his crucifixion, and the bodily resurrection of Jesus. The denial of Christ's return, his righteous judgment, and eternal rewards and punishments. although I have been a born-again Christian for almost 40 years, with all of the reading, studying, and researching that I do, I can honestly say that there appears to have never been a time when biblical truths, historical facts, morals, and values of people have been tossed aside for earthly possessions, including the overwhelming desires of current mankind for greed and power. And we see that every single day. It's not hard to find. Some people think that we can, you know, look for a worldwide spiritual awakening before the rapture. But 2 Thessalonians indicates just the opposite. A worldwide departure from the faith can be expected. God might indeed send a revival before the rapture, but the scriptures do not prophesize one. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 8, we are told that the Antichrist has a mouth speaking pompous words. John, writing in the book of Revelation, says, "And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies." Please note, though, that the Antichrist is not Satan himself, but he is the public voice of Satan. He will be able to sway crowds with his elegance. He will no doubt be a superb television communicator. People will just naturally want to follow him. Even great speakers like Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill, John F. Kennedy, and even Martin Luther King Jr., and yes, even Adolf Hitler, were masters at captivating and moving large audiences. But even their best and most passionate speeches would be dull compared to the elaborate speeches of the Antichrist. In the early stages of his career, the Antichrist will be admired and loved. But as soon as he has gained the confidence of the people and total control of the world, he will spring his trap and initiate his murderous deeds. The Bible says he will persecute the saints, and he will be used to lead all the nations against Jerusalem, and his heart will be filled with a murderous hatred for the Jewish people and the believing Gentiles. The Antichrist will ultimately be revealed for who he is when he breaks the covenant with Israel that I mentioned previously. After a long history of conflict in the Middle East, many will see this covenant as a welcome step, which is somewhat confusing to me, but I'll go with it for now. And they will consider it an unwelcome step toward real security in a world overwhelmingly hostile to Israel. For the people of Israel, this treaty will seem long overdue. With the passage of the United Nations Security Council resolution condemning Israel's defense of its land and its people against more than 12,000 rocket attacks from Gaza, and also this came the realization that out of 192 countries in the world today, Israel has only approximately 18 countries that could be really classified as true friends. The book of Revelation records a prophecy that demonstrates the lengths to which Satan will be allowed to go in his final attempt to seduce the world. And speaking of the Antichrist, John writes and I saw one of his heads, as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3, you can find that. And as I have just stated above, we can see that Satan's ultimate strategy in the end times is to imitate God. It is to trick and fool people into believing that he is God. And many will fall for that. And unless you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you have him in your heart and in your soul and in your spirit, you may not be able to recognize that. My guess at this point is that one would be a wise man or woman to know and understand the true word of God and to live your life according to his biblical message. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and many will be deceived. The greatest of these deceivers will be the Antichrist. I love my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do my best to live my life according to his word. Because of this, as we draw closer to the end times, I am sure I will be able to easily recognize between the return of the true Christ and that of the Antichrist. The big question is, will you? And that is part two, the conclusion of about Babylon, the Antichrist, and how they will affect. And I hope everyone takes a little time to read in their Bible every day and to gain the knowledge and the understanding that will help them to not only help themselves, but to help other people come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior as well. Because this is what this is truly all about. Even what is going on currently is about good and evil. It is about love and hatred. And it's not just something here in the United States. It is something that is global. It is happening all over the world. And it affects many, many people. Okay, we are about a half hour into our show, and our telephone lines are open if anyone would like to call in. And in the meantime, I am going to play a song from the 60s. So if you are old and you like 60s music, this is a great song. Many thought that this was a song that was based on drugs, but it is not. I do not have the footnotes in front of me, but I do remember the story of Tommy James and the Shondells. And the song that I am about to play for you was actually written from inspiration from the Bible. And the blue persuasion that he speaks of is something that is referred to in the Bible called a blue Shekinah, like I said, I don't have my notes handy, light. But anyway, I hope you will enjoy this song, and when we come back, we will continue with our show. Here's Tommy James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue.
It's a Saturday edition of Exposing the Illusion with Michael Magic, and we have an hour and 30 minutes left, and I do have a caller on the line, and I do believe I know who this is. So I got it wrong once before, but I don't think I have it wrong this time. Please welcome Miss Linda Sills.
Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes, there we can.
Thanks. Yeah, I was telling you, I'm sitting out here on the patio, but it's hotter than Hades right now. Good subject today. Yeah, you know, with what's going on in the Middle East, I mean, everything's melting down. It's terrifying. I've been telling people all week, you know, after good old helicopter Ben did his QE3, get as much food storage as they can and take cash and put it somewhere safe in the house, and keep your tanks full of gas. Just, you know, they can't fix this. This is, and he's making it worse, so it's nuts. It's just, and you're right about the Illuminati. I mean, they call the shots. Everybody knows it, anyone who's awake. So all we can do, Michael, is pray, prepare, and trust in God. That's all we've got. And there's only two ways out of this, and one's a bloody revolution or Christ coming back and taking care of business. That's it. We're too far gone. You know, I don't know how you see it, but I think they've completely taken a huge document shredder and just shredded every right we've ever had. So.
Well, I think, Linda, if we look at history, okay, and the number of, you know, wars there has been and attempted global takeovers, I mean, Adolf Hitler, I mean, that was an attempt.
Yep.
Many people do not see it, but that was an attempt at a one-world order that did not succeed, obviously. But when you look at what is going on today with the world financial system, with Iraq, you know, and Babylon, with the Middle East, with you know, Israel, you know, and how can anyone take and, you know, dismiss God's word? I mean, the King James Version Bible is the most widely published book in the world. You find it in hospitals. You find it in motels. And you should find, you know, 2 to 3 copies in your own home. And if you take the time to read that, I mean, and read it more than once, you gain an understanding and you follow the news and verify the sources, the pieces fit together very well that we are headed toward a direction. And you're right, we are not going to vote our way out of here. And, I mean, if God created this earth, blah, 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 if God created this earth, who are we, Linda, you know, to say that he cannot do with what, you know, he wants or what he knew was going to happen? He knew man has an evil heart, you know, and that this was going to happen. So, you know, it's like he's waiting, and you know, he knows that certain things will happen, and he's not interfering in those, but he knows that certain things will happen, just like I mentioned about you know, the embassy over, you know, in Iraq. I mean, it's the largest one in the world, and Babylon is just, you know, a rock throw from there, basically. That is center of three continents. I mean, it's an excellent place for a financial center for the Antichrist, who has not appeared yet, but I'm sure he will sometime soon, and I'm not going to make any predictions other than the ones that I find that I share from, you know, God's word.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the last count was like 21 countries in the Middle East are just on fire. Of course, the Schmendrick in office is, you know, hanging out with Beyonce and going to Vegas. Has no time for Bibi Netanyahu whatsoever. You know, there's schools of thought on all this stuff. But, you know, we've talked about this before, and everybody's pretty much in agreement that the ones who are in charge, the elites or whatever you want to call them, they're calling the shots, Michael. I mean, talk about evil. I mean, man. I don't know what the answer is other than what we're doing and just trusting in the Lord. I mean, and watching it and preparing the best we can. And we don't know our fate because of these, you know, Schmendricks who are running things, and we've got our own government stealing taxpayer money and funneling it to the Middle East, you know, to these Muslim Brotherhood. And the other day, Louis Gohmert was almost in tears talking about this stuff. He was just livid, trying to get the stupid CR, the continuing resolution to have the amendments in it to defund all this mess and defund the UN as well. I mean, there's only a teeny tiny handful of people in D.C. who are worth even spitting on right now. To me, they're part of the problem. You know, huge. So, we're not going to vote because they're entrenched, they're controlled. I heard some idiots, I think even the talk show host, I think it was Roger Hedgecock, some caller, and they were talking about the Federal Reserve. They both had it wrong. They absolutely are so stupid they think that the Congress has any say-so as to what that private corporation does. It just astounds me at the ignorance. stupidity.
Yeah, I mean, who is it in government, whether it is in, our Congress of 535 or, that is in any department of government, who is it that can stand up in government and say that they have not been pushed or bribed in one way, shape, or fashion to go in a certain direction and do things that even goes against their grain. The last person that I can think of before Ron Paul was a lady that was the head of the Securities Commission back in the late 1990s, and her name was Brooksley Bourne. And Alan Greenspan, who was then the chief financial officer of the Federal Reserve and was pushing for, derivatives to be legal and open so that they could do what they wanted to and steal everybody's money, he actually saw to it, along with many other people, that she was stopped, and that department of government was virtually shut down so that she could not, do what she did. Because Brooksley Bourne had morals. She had a conscience, and she had a great background. I mean, she knew what she was talking about when it came to, the stock market, derivatives, all of it. And she tried to warn these people, and they would have nothing to do with it because they had a plan that was given to them, as you have mentioned, by a higher authority. And that authority even goes higher than our government. It goes higher than the United Nations.
Yes, it does. Oh, I know. But a lot of these factions that you just mentioned were born out of that entity, this hierarchy. Alexander King with the Club of Rome, Maurice Strong, also UN and the Club of Rome. These guys, they have been taking their marching orders from this group of elites for quite a long time. And so has our government, by the way. Everything's been co-opted. I can't even describe. I can't imagine what George Washington would do besides faint. they would not recognize this mess. Well, they would, but they wouldn't like it.
Oh, I think that, currently, I don't know if this is the proper way to put it, but I think these people are literally just rolling over in their graves. I mean,
they're sick.
What can see what they started and what they built, because people back then when we created, even though England had their fingers in a lot of what was going on over here and wanted America to continue paying taxes and all of that, many people, who I'm not going to list all of them, that were founders of our country, had the morals and the values. And, I mean, back then, like I have mentioned, people helped other people. I mean, People would do anything to help other people, and those same people helped other people. And without love, without morals and values,
right.
without caring for your fellow man, how is it that we can exist even in peace without having all of that, Linda?
Exactly. The other comment that came from a caller on a talk show host the other day, and I can't remember which show it was, was also astounding to me, but it also just proved the theory that the people in this country are so dumbed down, it just boggles the mind and so indoctrinated. This caller asked the host if the host thought that people left to their own devices without all this oversight and all this garbage that we got to deal with would actually be benevolent to their neighbors. It was astounding to me that question was even asked. And when you go back into the time of Ben Franklin and the founders, those people had the same problems and woes that we have today. They needed hospitals. They needed health care. They needed doctors. They got sick. They dealt with it, and they dealt with it the way it was meant to be dealt with. There was no, you know, they didn't usurp the authority like has been going on for the last 120 years, not by a long shot. And, you know, so there are lines in the sand that can be seen clearly through our American history as to who and what took place and who the rotten ones were and the complacent, apathetic, asleep, head in the sand American public just let them keep doing it for 120 years, and that's where we are today. It's ridiculous.
You know, America grew into what was once, and I do mean what was once, probably the greatest nation in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not only because of its mighty military that helped to, you know, win World War II, not only because of its manufacturing capabilities.
Right. Innovation,
you know,
free market. Capitalism, yeah. Freedom.
Because
I know.
It's belief in God, you know, and
absolutely. And
the elite,
and the founding principles. Oh, the elite's been PO'd from the big day one. Are you kidding me? They've been hating this, but see how patient they are? This is how long it took. Oh, God, I hate them all. But you know what? God has the final say, and he will judge them, Michael. And It may not be as soon as we like, but to the ones who are going to get judged, it'll be way too soon. Believe that. Trust me. They will wish they hadn't gone down that path. Oh, and they get all of eternity to think about it. Mm-mm-mm. That's my only saving grace other than the Lord is knowing that what's going to befall them at some point in history. And you know what? It's their choice. Nobody's forcing them to be evil. They just like it. They make me tired. Ugh. It's very frustrating because I'm surrounded here, you know, among the good people. I have a lot of great patriots who are doing just wonders out here. But then I run into the absolute libtards, and it makes my head explode. I get to a point where I go, you know what? I'm not even going to try change their minds. If there's any way to debate them, if they'll come to the table, that's one thing. But I'm not going to go out of my way too much other than warning people about what's coming, you know. So, especially my close friends. Go ahead.
You're exactly right. And about trying to, you know, warn people about what is coming, because a lot of them, you know, they just look at you like you're crazy, for one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're not going to look at me like I'm crazy when the supermarket shelves are empty and their dollar ain't going to get them nowhere. You know, they're not going to think I'm crazy when some clown tries to pull me off in a UN blue helmet to a FEMA camp and I wind up dead on my threshold. Okay? Then they're not going to think I'm so damn crazy, are they? God, you know,
well,
that's what it takes to wake some people up, Michael. I'm not kidding. That's what it takes.
There's a lot of people that are understanding, you know, how, you know, either evil or bad Mr. Obama, you know, has been for this country. But they don't understand all of the other, you know, basics that go along with that. And, you know, it's, you know, I would rather spend my time, I think, at this point, Linda, helping people to get to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior than trying to convince them that there is an Illuminati. I was on a talk show on BTR several mornings ago, and the people refused to believe that there is, and it was a conservative talk show, they refused to believe that there is an Illuminati that, you know, are the wealthiest people in the world, and that they control, using
everything,
their money, their power, the United Nations, and through there, you know, literally every nation on this earth, they control and do what they want with it.
Right. And they've been doing it for hundreds of years. I mean, this is nothing new. You know, I don't know, other than the fact that we did not have a central banking system or a fractional banking system when Thomas Jefferson was around. That's the only way that he could, you know, run the country the way he felt proper, without these schmucks, because we still had sovereignty and we still had some military might, and we weren't going to take anything from people. And they did, George Washington and these guys and Jefferson did not believe in any foreign entanglements, except, yes, free trade is fine, but don't you try to make us pay tribute or we're going to kick your ass. And that's what Jefferson did to the Muslims in Barbary. So, I mean, the things that are going on today, yeah, they've got a stranglehold on us, and they know it. The Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. I was trying to explain to my mom today. I said, you know, Mom, I said, they're militarizing our police departments. They've got tanks everywhere. They've got drones. They've got, you know, surveillance everywhere. They're buying up rounds of ammunition because they can't stop this collapse, and they know it. So exactly how much influence the higher-ups have, I shudder to think. And I just think that a lot of the people in our own government, A, are in on it or have no power to stop it. But, you know, that's basically, and the rest of them have their heads in the nether region. So it's sad, but this is what we've got. I don't know. And we were talking last night later on Mike's In the Hot Seat show, and he had a caller, and Ron was on, and everybody was on. And he just said, you know, there's really no way to fix this mess, and it's either, you know, going to come down to, he wasn't talking biblically, he says it's going to come down to a bloody revolution, and then we'll just have to, you know, pick up our pieces and start over, because it's so far gone. I mean, like I said in the chat room, it's either that or the second coming. That's the only two things I could see that would fix it. So,
well, again, you have to look at, you know, how many times, you know, this has been tried throughout history. And then, you know, it's like a picture puzzle. And you have, you know, let's just make it easy and say you have, you know, 10 pieces to complete a picture, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And look at is what's happening, you know, over in Israel. Look at what has happened with Iraq. Look what is going on in how the Illuminati is controlling things. You know, Babylon and, you know, the largest embassy in the world. I mean, that was prophesized in the Bible. And, you know, it stands true. How can anyone deny that Babylon has not been, you know, rebuilt by that?
Oh, sure. They're going to keep doing it. I mean, like I said, the only in the natural is for America to come back strong as intended to be, or Christ coming back. I mean, that's what I'm looking at, because look what's going on with this caliphate and the Muslim Brotherhood. These people are serious. They hate us. You can pull all the videos out in the world or not, it doesn't matter. That's not what makes them crazy. They're just crazy. They just want to, you know, take their scimitars and chop our heads off. Period, end of it. These guys live in the 9th century. They're cave dwellers. I mean, that's pretty simple. They're nuts. They believe that stupid Quran and all the rest of it, and they've been believing it for hundreds of years. I don't know. And then we've got the evil entities in our own government doing horrid things, you know, cutting back our defense mechanisms, trying to disarm the United States citizens, the open borders. I'm surprised we're still standing. I'm shocked. I mean, I really am. The only thing maybe that's stopping them is that all of us have arms. That must be the only thing that's keeping those clowns at bay, because they're all over this country.
Oh, I mean, absolutely they are. You know, and where I live in Michigan, not very far, a little over 200 miles, is one of the largest FEMA camps in the whole country, in Camp Grayling, which is
that's
at the top of Lower Michigan. And, you know, there are hundreds of those places around. So, I mean, it's, you know, that is also prophesied in the Bible that they, you know, are going to, you know, take over eventually. But they're going to do this all in their own time. They do not need to, you know, drop a nuclear bomb on the United States, because they are killing and misleading people by the thousands.
Sure.
On a daily basis, with many, many types, whether it be financially, whether it be even fluoride in the water, I mean, is ridiculous. It is all over this country, even in small, small towns.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, nobody in California drinks tap water. We can't stand the amount of chlorine that's out here. But I've seen the march towards eugenics here in California, huge, in the last 6 months. We used to get automatic calls to my mother from God knows, I don't know which clinic it was, but urging her to get flu shots. Today, I was in Walmart getting my food storage supplies, and they had signs everywhere, get your flu shots here. They had the big signs inside the store. Some chick nurse was over there giving out shots, and I just, you know, I see it. I see this every day. I mean, every faction that you just mentioned, like whether it's economic or the fluoride or the GMOs in the food, everything, yeah, they're trying to off as many as they can, because maybe they haven't got enough FEMA camps yet, you know. I mean, the one thing I will agree with Glenn Beck on is either things are going to turn around for our good and we can have the country back the way it was meant to be, well, there's going to be 1,000 years of darkness, because if it falls, you know, I mean, provided that he's not coming back anytime soon, there will be darkness. It will be like the Middle Ages, or worse, because of the technology, I believe.
Exactly, and I ran into the same thing in our Walmart, and I happened to walk by and saw all the big signs for flu shots, and there was nobody around there. There was nobody around there, and I have an extensive knowledge on how silver, when it is processed properly, can 100% not allow bacteria and or viral to grow on it. And I walked up to the lady that was sitting there. She was a younger lady, and I asked her, I said, "Are you a nurse?" And she said, "Yes." I says, "Do you know that that bacteria I hate when that happens. Bacteria, viruses, and fungi cannot grow on silver." And she looked at me and she says, "No, I didn't know that." It's like, you should really read up on it, because it is impossible for any viruses or bacteria to grow on silver. And if you have it in small enough portions within your body, which is being sold on many sites as colloidal silver. But there are other types that are even better than that. You know, my wife and I, my wife works for a private duty company, and she goes into elderly people's homes to take care of them. And before I found this stuff that we have been using for 2 years, she used to bring home, you know, a cold or a flu that would, you know, last for, you know, 7 to 10 days. And we have dropped that down by using this silver to like 2 to 3 days, and the symptoms from these are gone.
Wow. Yeah, no, there's a lot of great homeopathic things like what you're talking about. What was it, light silver? Is that what they call it? I can't remember what you...
Yeah, lifesilver.com, the actual company that manufactures this, okay, is American Biotech Labs, and they are in Utah. And lifesilver.com is actually a private label, and they had to start off by buying 1,500 bottles at somewhere around $25 for a 16-ounce bottle. For this product, and then they put their own label on it. This is the only company, American Biotech Labs, that has a patent on the process in which they manufacture this type of silver. And there is one other company that has a private label on it, and their company is called Guardian Silver.
Wow.
But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, these are things that people should know about, and I'm glad you're doing this show today, and there's hopefully still a goodly number of folks in the chat room that can hear. You know, just you got to have your common sense, think outside the box, and prepare and warn other people. I mean, I got to tell at least two or three this past week about, you know, one was... trying to explain Agenda 21 without using those words all the way out, but, you know, everything that's going on in our towns and the reason these developers are doing A, B, and C and the reason that the people in the city councils are taking the money because it's being dangled by these horrible agencies and non-governmental organizations and public-private partnerships, which is, to me, is just, you know, corporate fascism, exactly what it is. And I actually got some people to their eyes open and their ears perked up, you know. Whether they'll do anything with the information, I can't, you know, say because I can't control that. But my friend, I told her after Bernanke did what he did, I said, you've got to do these steps. You must. And she, first thing she said was, because she understood collapsing of the dollar, she says, so then I should buy silver. I says, absolutely. She got that. So I was like, yay. I didn't. So, yeah, we need to do whatever we can. I mean, God knows what will happen. But I hope I'm prepared for everything. Everything that I can foresee.
Absolutely, Linda. And I had a friend of mine here in my hometown, and I think it was less than a week ago we had a discussion on our Patriot Family website. It might have even been on a Wednesday show about, you know, owning silver as, you know, a financial investment, like Silver American Eagles, and, you know, what the importance of that was. And, you know, some people in the chat room says, well, you can't eat silver. Well, this is true. You cannot eat silver. But if you have, you know, the ingredients to make bread and you make bread, when your bread is gone, then what is it that you shall eat? If you have something like silver or gold, that has always, through thousands of years, it has a value. And as the dollar declines, and it will because of what Bernanke did here just a few days ago, silver increases, okay? And so you can take that silver and you can barter one piece of silver for many different things. That person can take it and barter it for something, and it keeps going around as a currency that people can use, whereas bread and foods are consumables.
Right. And the point that we were trying to make and probably didn't get across in that hour that I had was that, you know, the silver will hold its value, and at some point, even if the dollar collapses and becomes worthless, when they reset it, because they're going to have to give people even over 50% less than they had, some exchange type of currency or whatever they're going to use, once that happens, the silver will actually be will hold its value even higher. And you, at that point, you could go to the reopened banks and, you know, exchange it for whatever their fiat currency of the day is, if you so chose. That's and you need to diversify is what you were trying to explain. Have, you know, don't put every dime you have into gold and silver. That's ridiculous. But to have some of that, to have some cash, to have fuel, food, you know, the diversification is the key, I think.
Exactly. I mean, like you stated earlier, you know, try to keep your, you know, your gas tank, you know, full, and, you know, food and water storage. And as I was speaking about silver, that I mentioned about this person I know that I had spoke to, and he understands, you know, everything that, you know, our Patriot family hosts understand about what is going on in the world today. And he said to me, he says, well, where do you buy this silver from? And I have bought some a couple of times. And so I told him. And 2 days later, he came up to me and he says, I want to buy $5,000 worth of silver.
Wow.
It shocked me.
Wow.
It's like, I mean, I know you understand what is going on with the dollar. I mean, he knows it's going to collapse. And at the same time, you know, he does know, he understands, and, you know, that it's going to have, you know, a value that is greater than a commodity, that, and it will continue as well to help other people. You know,
because what you have to do is you got to figure out what your net capital is, and then figure out that once this goes down, you're going to have 50% of it. So if you take X amount of dollars and put it now into the silver, realizing that that's going to skyrocket, then you can hedge all your bets if you need to down the road.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of
so
people.
So you're not going to lose the whole 50. In other words, you wouldn't lose the whole 50% if you were wise in the beginning, like starting yesterday. You know, oh God, these guys, man, talk about evil. Look how many hoops we have to jump through. Oy.
And you know, and you look at where, you know, these people, the Illuminati, you know, where do they have their money? They don't. They are not invested heavily in the world reserve currency, the dollar.
No.
I assure you, they are not. Okay.
They've got so much oil, gold, silver, platinum, rubies, diamond. Man, please, you know, anything
exactly.
They want. Oh yeah, they're never going to go broke. I mean, I don't think the Rothschilds are going to be hurting anytime soon, except when God comes for them.
Then for sure, absolutely.
Yeah, because no matter which side of the spectrum you go to, if you're a child of God, you go to heaven. But if, either place, you're taking it with you. So, right?
That's it, exactly, you know. And like I said, I still feel that, you know, the important thing to do here is, you know, it's different when you're trying to help, you know, family members, because they may, you know, listen to you somewhat better than strangers, you know. But I think it's vitally important that, you know, we can lead, you know, as many people as possible to come know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because there is, above gold, silver, you know, all of those commodities, you know, there is no greater asset than having him as, you know, your Lord and Savior.
Oh, yeah, that's the ultimate. There's no, you can't buy your way in there. No, that doesn't work that way.
Well, that's it, exactly. You can't buy your way into there. Linda, I hope you'll stay with me. If you can, you can. I would appreciate it.
Okay.
And if you can't, you can't. But I'm going to play a song here. This is a song that my daughter does, and it is originally done by somebody which I'm sure all of you know. And I stuck my finger in the wrong hole here, and all my music went flying. So, just bear with me for a second. Here we go. I have it again. Okay.
All right.
This is called "Wind Beneath My Wings," in the style of Bette Midler, but it is performed by my daughter up here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Her name is Nicole Swan. So please enjoy this, and we will be right back at you on Exposing the Illusion. I hope that you found that enjoyable. As probably many of you know, I love my music, so I like to share some of the better songs that I have found throughout my time and share them with you, which I have done so far. Linda, I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
I was actually surprised that you, I believe you told me, that you were not going to vote in the presidential election.
Well, I was thinking of just saying none of the above and then voting for the other, you know, local stuff. You know, because everybody is of, that I've listened to in the last couple of days on Blog Talk have decided that they're going to vote their conscience and they're going to either write in somebody or say none of the above. They just can't do it. They just cannot serve two masters. It's, you know, so I'm seriously considering writing in none of the above and then voting for the, you know, like the measures here in California that will affect me, if that makes sense. Because the Electoral College does the job anyway. It, you know, it's a pain. But I just wanted to thank you for sharing that song, and you're blessed and she's blessed because what a great voice. So that was quite enjoyable. And I would encourage the other people in the chat room, if they'd like to join, call us 646-378-0321, and you can type that in the chat room. You guys call in for a couple minutes, say hi. You know, we always enjoy a good confab. Again, as far as voting goes, all I'm doing is trying to get the word out to people, especially of Agenda 21 and all the other things that are going on. That's all I can do right now, and try to fellowship that way. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you're absolutely correct. You know, and you know, choosing, you know, Mitt Romney or Obama. I mean, and you know, having your faith in Jesus Christ. You know, how better can it be said that, you know, if you were to support one of those human beings, you really would, you know, be, you know, having two masters and trying to, you know.
What it is at this point is a sellout. You're selling your soul out because, you know, it is frustrating. And like I said, there's a lot of good people that I've seen here. We have local people. I've got city council, I've got judges I got to deal with, I've got proposition measures I'm dealing with. So those things are important to me. What's going on in Washington, D.C., the cesspool of the century, I can't change those people. I can only pray for them. I mean, that's it. I can't vote my way out of that part. There's no way. So that's just kind of the revelation I've had in the last week. Because they're going to do what they want to do. They don't rest behind about us. They don't. They're so self-serving. It is, I mean, self-serving is one thing, you know, for self-preservation, but these guys are beyond. They're beyond words. So I have no use for 9/10 of them. They all ought to be in jail and hanged for treason after they're tried. Seriously.
Yeah, you know, I agree 100%, Linda, and it's like I have said, and this is the only man-made prediction that I can make at this time, and I believe it to be 100% accurate and true, and that is the global elite, New World Order, One World Order, Illuminati, whatever you choose to call them, will put into the presidency of the United States whoever they think can and will do the best job for them. And when it comes right down to it, it seems to me that Mr. Obama has probably been doing the best job for the Illuminati in destroying America. And that has also affected other countries as well. And
well, so I'm just praying that the the Hill Buzz was right on their story. I mean, who knows? But I guess the scuttlebutt in Chicago is that they're not returning to Chicago. They're going to Hawaii. So I don't know. But
thanks for sending me that email about Chicago. And that, and but see, it doesn't matter because the votes aren't going to matter. Once again, it's the Electoral College, as everybody knows. And, you know, who gets to see those? Who gets to see those, okay?
Yeah, and, I know.
And if those people that are in control of, you know, announcing it or whatever, I mean, these people are definitely, you are misconceived if you believe that they are not, you know, bought and paid and controlled. Look at your mainstream media. Look at what they did to Ron Paul. I mean, his name was virtually eliminated from the mainstream media. Why? Because the global elite did not want somebody in there that might win, you know, so outright because of his morals and values. You know,
if he were elected, they have to kill him because that's the only answer they have. That's the only way they can control. They've been doing it since Lincoln's time. I mean, come on. You mess with their precious power, and you're done. It's that simple. And this is a problem, I'll tell you. We better hang on to those how many ever hundreds of ICBMs we actually have. Because it's a good thing I'm not in charge, because I know we're down, and it wouldn't be D.C. I think you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And
they'll be here in 5 minutes after that comment.
I'm just not going to, have a fear and... you can probably tell that I do not, okay? My faith, my spirit, my love is totally 100% with, Jesus Christ. And when the time comes around that they say, well, everyone needs to be after the collapse, okay? After the collapse.
I know.
This is when you will see them wanting to implant everybody with a chip, and that will allow you to purchase food, gasoline, commodities of all sorts. And if you don't do this, you will not be able to do it. Okay? Well, I have big news for these people. Okay? They can kiss my ever-loving beep.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no way. There's going to be no chip. They have to kill me. That's it. That's exactly what will transpire. And I know where I'm going. I know where you're headed. You know, I mean, we have that kind of faith, and we know. So let them bring it. I mean, I've heard Ron Golden say it before. Let them bring it. I'm ready. I'll go home. You want to take me out? I'll go home. He cried. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah,
that I love Ron so much. He is a great speaker. He's a great radio show host. He is very, very knowledgeable. I do disagree on just a couple of things that I'm not going to get into right now. But 95% of the time or more, Ron is very, very accurate in what he talks about. And I know everyone at Patriot Family loves him a great, great deal. So I probably shouldn't even have said what I did.
Oh no! He knows who and what disagrees with him and what point, and he's fine with that. I mean, he says no one can agree with anyone 100% on every single thing. But we all, many of us. I mean, we are all Christians. Many of us on that site, devout Christians. We know who we are. We know who we love as our Lord and Savior. And we have our values. We've studied our constitutions. We know what the founders had in mind. We kind of revere their whole, you know, I mean, look what they did. My God, they stood up against the entire globe, Michael. It wasn't just Britain. You think the Illuminati sprang out after the Revolutionary War? Good grief. You know, they stood up against the entire planet of evil, and they won. I mean, you know, so that those are the things that bind our patriot families together. You can be a futurist, you can be a preterist, you know, but we still have so much in common, and we get it. You know, at least we're open enough to educate ourselves. You know what I mean? That's the important thing. If you don't crack a book once in a while, starting with the Bible and then go forward, you know, what good are you to yourself? How do you find the truth if you don't even try? My mom, she asked me the other day, she says, why do we have to keep repeating history? I says, because there's these little things with paper and ink on them, and no one will read the damn things. That's why, because they're lazy.
Well, that's it. And, you know, as great, as I stated yesterday, as great as a teacher that history is, unless we are great students and are willing to keep an open mind and are willing to learn, we are destined to repeat. And I just want to take a second here, and I am going to drop into our chat room. This is a link to the Patriot Families, not the Blog Chat Radio site, but our own website, in which we have 340 members. If you have liked and enjoyed this evening's shows and share similar views even, we would encourage you by all means to come and join us for free. There's just a short thing that we ask that you fill out, and we would love to have you aboard and, you know, continue to help teach each other and grow in all aspects of life.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to go back in where it's cooler because it's hot out here. But I want to thank you for taking my call, and God bless. And go ahead and encourage the other people in the chat room to call in for a few minutes. That would be great, Michael. Thank you.
That's okay. I'll continue and I'll manage her in one way, shape, or the other. Linda, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Sharing your thoughts. Thank you so much, and may God pour his blessings out on you and your mother.
Thanks. God bless, Michael.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Miss Linda Sills from California, and she does a show for the Patriot Family every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And if you go to the link that I dropped into the chat room, and I'm going to drop it in again, you can find a link. We normally do seven shows a week. Sometimes the same person may do two shows on different nights, but we do try to do seven shows a week, at least six, and sometimes other hosts will be, you know, sitting in for somebody else. As far as what Mr. Bernanke did yesterday, I did cover this on a special edition of this past Thursday's show, which normally belongs to Terry Rowland, who does our Thursday show, who has not missed a show in decades. She has done a lot of shows on Patriot Family. She is a school teacher, Terry Rowland is, on Thursday evenings. And the fact that she is in charge of a detention room, so she deals with a lot of young people who, I guess, if I can say this, have bad attitudes, have no desire to learn, but she has a great understanding of how to try and help these people, you know, to understand that You know, getting a good education is important. So Terry Rowland is usually there, and she will be again this Thursday. And Miss Linda Sills, who was just on the phone with me, will be there on Wednesday. And I'm kind of going backwards here. Friday is a little bit open. We may or may not have a show. And I did take the summer off myself, but I am back every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on the Patriot Family Radio Network here with the Saturday Night Live edition of Exposing the Illusion. And Sunday night we have the incredible Mr. Ron Golden, and he is sitting in for another host who has a medical problem. And that show is called Fed Up Frank, and that starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. On Monday, we have the Constitution Hour with Mr. Ron Golden. And Ron, I can't say enough about Ron. He is just an incredible, knowledgeable show host. If you have not heard Mr. Ron Golden speak, you really, really need to, because he will touch your heart, he will touch your mind, and you will feel like you have really learned something valuable from listening, you know, to Ron speak. He's really done his homework for sure, and he is greatly loved, as is all of our show hosts are on the Patriot Family Radio Network. I guess I need to have a little bit of fun here. We have about a half hour left, and I think I'll touch a little bit when I get back here on what Mr. Bernanke has done to the dollar, the global economics, the economics of America, and what you can expect to see from that. But in the meantime, we are going to go back for about 4 minutes here and two different songs to the 1950s. And I'm sure, I hope at least, many of you know Mr. Roger Miller. And if you not, then you will get to know him here. And he is he's just awesome. So here's a couple of short two-minute songs by Mr. Roger Miller, and we'll be right back with you on the Patriot Family Saturday edition of Exposing the Illusion.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of their names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale, rent. Room. no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a...
Oh, yeah, Mr. Roger Miller. The songs are short, but they are sweet. And, you know, all I can say is dang me for playing two of these songs in a row.
Well, here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. 6 rounds bought and I bought 5. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violet's purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of 7 sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Roger Miller, the 1950s. What a great era, for the most part, in American history. Speaking of American history, we had some made 2 days ago, I believe it was. I think it was Thursday that it was announced, although you may not hear it announced as quantitative easing 3. That's exactly what it is. It is the announcement of the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private bank. It is not even part of our United States government, but it does have a contract with the United States Treasury. Don't tell me how they ever got that one off, but the Illuminati managed to do it, to get the job done. But getting back to modern day, what is going on is that the Federal Reserve is going to print out of thin air on paper that is virtually worthless, and they are going to purchase, mortgage-backed securities. What that means is that they are going to purchase mortgages that have been bundled up. Now, as we all know, the housing industry had a rough time starting in 2006, for many years thereafter, and virtually tens of millions of people have lost their homes because of economic conditions, because of the types of loans that they were given. And now our government, through the Federal Reserve, is going to be buying more of these as people are continuing to lose their homes. They're going to purchase these, and what is really shocking here is they're going to purchase these at a rate of 40 billion dollars a month. $40 billion a month they're going to purchase mortgage-backed securities with American dollars that they print out of thin air. But there is no end. They did not put an end on there. They said that they will stop doing this, that it will be ended when the employment in America has gotten better. When industry has gotten better, and or the housing market has gotten better. Well, if the housing market, you know, hasn't gotten better, why are they investing dollars that we have to pay for? Because this is not only the Federal Reserve, as I stated. This does go through the United States Treasury. And why they are not taking the credit for this, I don't know. I wish Ron was here because he could probably explain this a little bit better to you. But either way, this is very detrimental to the downfall and the collapse of the U.S. dollar, because what it does is it puts an unlimited amount of dollars into the global marketplace, including the United States of America, and what that does when you have more dollars chasing the same amount of commodities. Can you say inflation? Can you say hyperinflation? Okay. And normally, over the past, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, decade or two, you know, all of us have seen inflation, okay? And you see it in many different ways. You see it not only in the price of something, but you see it because a can of this has suddenly become smaller, okay? And there's many, many ways that they have of creating inflation. Unless you're very sharp, unless you watch what is going on, then there's not much that you can do about it anyway. But by doing this and doing it in, you know, a huge amount of money, again, $40 billion, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm going to say this anyway, okay? You know, $1 billion is $1,000,000,000. $1,000,000, 1,000 times, equals $1 billion. And they are going to spend United States taxpayers' money at a rate of $40 billion a month. Okay? Now, quantitative easing one costs the American public approximately $1.7 trillion. Quantitative easing two costs the American public approximately $800 billion. Through all of that, QE1 and QE2, the number of jobs that were created and the income from those jobs did not even come close to making up for that. It is nothing more, and because, again, of its open-endedness, because they have not said, well, we're going to bail out a few banks this time, we're going to bail out the car companies or this corporation or that corporation, because they have left it open ended. This does have the word, as Miss Linda put into the chat room, hyperinflation. And hyperinflation is nothing more than inflation being speeded up. Now, many people think that what will happen here, and I'm going to give you, and I guess this is my opinion through several thousand hours of research that I have done since 2006, but what will happen in our near future, okay? What is happening right now with the financial system, okay, and the economics of the United States is, I don't believe that, you know, you're going to see the store shelves, at least major stores, go empty, okay, where they will be out of food. But what will happen, though, is that the prices of this food will go up so high that people will not be able to afford much of this, okay? And, you know, we currently have some 50 million people on food stamps across America. And that's, you know, out of some total of 320 or 30 million total Americans, 50 million of them on food stamps. And what happens when the government can no longer, you know, keep banks from, you know, falling apart? I mean, they're surely not going to continue to give out food stamps. I mean, and this whole thing, when it does come tumbling down, what is going to happen is the crime rate is going to soar. Because think about it. I mean, if you have a family and you have children, or if you have a brother and sister and they have children, and they are starving, you are going to do whatever it takes, whether it's robbing, stealing, even killing and murdering people to get what you need. And there obviously are people out there, many gangs throughout the United States, that will do whatever they need to do to be able to survive. So that's really where I see all of this, you know, heading eventually, and exactly, you know, when, I'm not going to make a prediction. The only prediction that I did make is that the Illuminati can put into the presidency of the United States whoever they want to, whoever they want to put in there. And they've already proven that they can do that, because never in the history of the United States have we had a president. If you remember back to the year 2007 and all the promises and all the great things that Mr. Obama was going to do for America, and he has done none of them. None. Zero. Zero. He lied about it all. So obviously we know who this man is working for, and we know who put him in there. He didn't just happen to get lucky. Let me put it that way, okay? This is a planned effort in the continuing destruction of America. So with what Mr. Bernanke has done in the financial markets, you know, please be prepared for inflation to be going up faster than what it has been going up recently, okay? I know the other day I was out early in the morning. Actually, I was out late at night, and gas was at $3.80 a gallon, and I had to get up very early in the morning to help a friend out. and I was driving down the highway here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and all the gas signs were lit up at $4.30 a gallon overnight. Now, although that has fallen back somewhat, I follow commodities, I follow gas. Three or four times a day, I check on what the prices of silver, gold, gasoline, and other commodities are so that I know what is about to happen, okay? And these are some of the things that all of you should be doing, is keeping a good ear and a good eye on what is happening. The last time I looked at oil, which was probably about 5 or 6 hours ago, it was at $99 a barrel. Previous to that, it had been down somewhere between 90 and 94 for several months. But it seems that since the announcement of what we're not supposed to be calling quantitative easing 3, it seems like some people know what is about to befall us, and through their greed, that they will just put the price up to where it was. And even, as Miss Linda says, the price of silver currently at $34.61. If you go to the proper place that lists the silver prices, and I could probably drop a link real quickly, and this will give you access to gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and other types of precious metals. And APMEX is actually the place if you want to purchase some silver American Eagles. APMEX.com, which I spoke of, a friend of mine who bought some recently here, is the place to buy them. You can check the price, though, and they have charts in here that go back by the week, by the month, by the year, and you can see that silver stayed around $29, $28, $30 for 4-5 months, and it's just been recently, okay? As a matter of fact, if you look at the chart properly and understand it, you will see that it's just been in the last 3 or 4 days that silver has shot up by approximately $4 an ounce, give or take, and gold is up as well. We have about 6 minutes left here, and I do want to close tonight's program out with a song, but before I do, I would just like to thank everyone for joining me. Thank you, Linda. I want to, one more time, I would like to drop into our chat room. Whoops. There we go. Oz got it. PatriotFamilies.com. Please join us there. Feel free to sign up and become a member. We have some 340 members, and we are a Christian conservative group, and we care about each other. We care about this country, for sure. I want to remind everybody that be prepared. Understand what is going around you at all times, whether it is Bible prophecy, whether it is a silver market, whether it is inflation, what it is that Ben Bernanke does. Understand these things so that you can help your friends and your family. But above all, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to do that. And I pray that all of you will take the time to get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He is my Lord and Savior, and I hope he will be yours also. Thank you so much for joining me, and we will see you again next Saturday evening on the Patriot Family Radio Network as we expose the illusions. But just remember that whatever happens, don't ever dream it's over.
Clearing the room, get to know the feeling of liberty.